Two Alaska state legislators are criticizing NSTAR Natural Gas Company for what they say is a $6 million error. Representative Pete Peterson and Senator Bill Wilikowski of Anchorage say NSTAR overcharged a laundry facility at Fort Richardson for gas between 2002 and 2007. Now the lawmakers say the company wants other South Central Alaska customers to pay for its mistake. KDLL's Ben Stanton reports.
Attorney General's office issued a brief to the Regulatory Commission of Alaska suggesting NSTAR did not properly calculate how much gas the laundry was using, that caused transportation companies to supply more than was needed, that extra gas was used by other customers. AG Dan Sullivan is requesting that RCA not grant NSTAR's request to pass the charge along to current and future customers. Representative Pete Peterson of Anchorage says it's simply unfair to add to consumers' bills, especially in an already tough economic climate.
I just don't feel it's right that the consumers always have to cover up for mistakes made. I mean, if in the business that I ran, if I made a mistake, it was my fault and I was the one that paid for it. I just don't think it's the right way to try to solve this problem for NSTAR.
Peterson says ratepayers could pay more than $2 a month extra for several years to make up for the $5.7 million the laundry was overcharged. The state legislature does not have any direct control over utility companies, but Peterson says legislators and residents alike can contact the RCA to express opinions.
A public opinion should have some effect on the rulings by the Regulatory Commission, I would think, and it seems to have had an effect last year when they turned down the proposed contract that NSTAR thought they had worked out that would have equal a considerable increase in the price of gas.
NSTAR spokesman John Sims says the mistake was caused by human error. He says customers are billed at different times of the month, and occasionally adjustments need to be made to balance accounts. That regular adjustment combined with the human error added up over the 5 years it occurred.
Because everyone bills at a different time throughout the year, and then there's a true-up, and that true-up is called a loss and unaccounted for. So we know what gas has gotten into the system. We know what's been billed and metered, and then there's a true-up. The national average for that loss and unaccounted for is 1%.
He says some people have blamed inaccurate metering for the problem, which he says is not true. Sim says NSTAR is at less than half of 1% for loss and unaccounted for gas. He says while $5.7 million might sound like a lot of money, adjustments happen regularly. Sometimes he says it means a decrease for other customers.
These adjustments have occurred in the past where there's kind of a makeup. Sometimes it's a positive, sometimes it's a negative. So unfortunately, they happen from time to time where adjustments are needed. And it's common all over the utility industry.
Sims says at the time the laundry was being overcharged, other customers were being undercharged. That's why NSTAR wants to make the adjustment. And Sims says projected upcoming decrease in natural gas rates in January are expected to more than make up for the increase if it's allowed. But it's still up to the RCA to allow NSTAR to do so. The next step is an RCA hearing scheduled next month. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.